Welcome to episode 270 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me fill you in on what it's like to listen to us. It's like going to a Chinese buffet. You know, at first you think it's a great idea. All that food, so many choices. I've got like 8 different types of chicken. There's a ton of desserts. What's not to love, right? All of it. You know, you get there and you settle in. Only be met by like half empty trays that look like the food's been sitting for hours. You see some little kid just dipping his hand halfway into the chicken when he's got the little scooper, and you're like, oh, okay, I guess that's the way you do it. Especially when the signs say, please watch your children around the food. There's a guy who sneezes under the sneeze guard.
Onto the children
who are then touching the chicken. It's disgusting. Then there's that skinny, you know, that skin-like layer on top of the egg drop soup. Then you walk over to the sushi and that's all warm. Fuck. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who once stole some coaxium in order to escape the streets and start a new life somewhere in the universe.
Well,
that took a turn. I did one time steal that. And listen, I have this old girlfriend, right? Uh-huh. Her name was Kira, right? And we got split up, you know, but I had to go join the military. And, I got kicked out of that, the Navy. I got kicked out of the Navy Academy and I had to go just to the normal bullshit infantry crap, right? And then I quit that to join some other dudes, rob a train. That was a lot of fun. Uh-huh. Stuff happened after that.
Just kind of snowballed, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of snowballed after that.
Kev, what about for you?
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
No backstory, I see.
I just needed something to do.
Fuck. Somebody in the chats, they're all talking about the Chinese buffet now Golden Corral. Did you ever watch that? Did you guys ever watch the video that went kind of viral where... Mm. They were bringing food out and putting it next to the garbage in order to store it there while they were like being inspected or cleaned or something like that. And like it sat there for hours and then they rolled it back in. I'll never eat there ever again.
Where was this? McDonald's?
If you worked food service, you
Golden Corral.
Pretty scary
Golden
stuff.
Corral.
Yeah. The buffet place.
Yeah,
it's where they have a chocolate fountain where pretty much kids stick their tongue in it. And then you come along and put your little fruit in there and you're like, oh, this is tasty. Not knowing that 400 fingers have been inside of that chocolate.
Sounds like Sean's mom.
Thank you for saying chocolate, by the way. Check out our pre-show for that one. also, real quick, Random donated 100 bits. Thanks,
we
Random.
Also got a 6-month sub from Ironborn666.
Thank you, Ironborn. Roll out.
Hey guys, ludicrous song?
Hey guys, we were gone for a week. We didn't record a show last week, and that was because we were in Houston. If you guys didn't know, we did Comic Palooza last week. And we got to give a big shout out to everybody who supported us to get there, all the Patreons and everybody who donated and everything. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you guys think it's fun. You're like, oh, I'll just throw 5 bits or 4 bits or 1 bit. All that, it counts towards something. And so it counts towards making our dreams happen. And we just, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you so much because... Man, did we made some new friends at Comic Palooza, and it's gonna go far. We're gonna go far with that, with those connections made.
Well, that and it was just super cool to see everyone again and see new faces. Like, you know, we got to meet Sirius, Random, Silver Dusk, and who am I missing here? homeboy who showed up for one day who lives in Houston.
We met him 2 years ago. We met him 2 years ago.
Yeah. He was wearing one of our shirts.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, him too. No, him too. That was awesome. But there was somebody from Discord.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so bad. I want to go to Discord, but it'll turn my cameras off. You can just look in the Discord. Swap over. And
yeah.
Fuck, I'll know it if I see it.
Subterfuge? No. No, that's Ross.
That's Ross. Stupid.
Either way, it was amazing doing that and being able to do panels and just being able to interact with so many different people. It's always a blast. I had no voice by the end of the weekend. It was so much fun, though. I always love traveling with you guys. It's always a good time. We made some good road jokes that have been dead since then, but, you know.
Even before then, people killed it at the convention.
But it was so much fun. And it all started with me and Jared just improvising.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Ryan. Ryan had to put up with the whole thing. I apologize to Ryan.
Yeah, that was born, actually. The backstory is it was born as soon as fucking Kevin got off the plane, he started with this thick New York accent talking about selling cars or some shit. and then it turned into a Toyota fucking FJ Cruiser. And then he goes, hey, I'm going to try this out on Doug and see how long it goes for. And then it ended up catching on. And it just lasted the entire weekend.
the whole weekend.
Yeah, I remember like meeting, like running into Scarlett Hellion, which awesome. By the way, follow her. Follow Christina McDaniel. Follow all of our other cosplay friends. Rachel. What's Rachel Lay?
It's Rachel Lee. Thank you.
Rachel Lee cosplay. Mm-hmm. I keep saying Rachel Lay cosplay. My bad. It just sounds like it rhymes better.
I guess. Yes. You should change your name.
To Kevin Lee cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
I should. Okay, I'll work on that. But yeah, no, just running the joke by her, and she's like, "What the fuck? Why are you guys so on this FJ Cruiser?" And then the next day, we get to meet her husband, and her husband's like, "Hey, what's going on with those FJ Cruisers?"
Yeah, he was tweeting at us and stuff. Also, just like he was like at the raffle, we were giving away, I think, the Switch or whatever that day, and he was just like, "Come on, God, FJ Cruiser gods, don't fail me now."
I just love that we were able to make a whole weekend out of some, just like just find a joke and just go with it. It was fun.
We all changed our name on Discord to FJ Cruiser related things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have to change mine.
Yeah, FJR Cruiser. I don't know what
OMFG, it's like a 2019 cruiser or something like that.
It was a lot of fucking fun.
Mine's Kevin FJ.
We had a good time at the con. We had some drama. We had the booth.
Yeah.
There was a booth next to us.
We could talk about it now. I think it's been long enough.
Yeah, it's been long enough. We could talk about it. First of all, here's the deal. We put in, so normally a booth is, I believe for this year, it was $600. And it's just for a normal 10 by 10. And that's it. And you get in an inline booth. But we decided we're going to go all out. We want to do it big this year, and we paid the $750 for a corner booth. Now, a corner booth was supposed to be in a high traffic area at the main aisle. Like, that was supposed to be ours. Now, we even put in, as soon as these things went live, we put in the we submitted, put our money down, everything was golden. We get there, and we are by a wall. We're at the wall that are near the doors. Now, normally you would say, hey, a lot of people are still trafficking through there, and you'd be right. But they also put us in a row that had sports merch, a travel giveaway, and then also the Marines.
The Marines?
Ain't no.
It's the junk aisle is what it is.
It's a junk aisle.
It was.
And the problem was, is like, there was still a ton of people walking by us, but the difference is the people walking the main aisle are usually perusing, and they're like, all right, let me see what to buy. The problem with the people walking on our side of the aisle, they're looking to get somewhere. They're either going to the celeb area, trying to find something to eat, going to the bathroom, something like that. They've got places to go, and we were not one of them. So in that regard, It was a shit area, but then we had even shittier neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, you can take this one.
Okay. So we arrive Thursday evening to set up, and we get there. I say Thursday evening. Yeah, it's about four or so by the time we get there. four or five by the time we're there getting ready to set up. And we get to our booth. We already have our booth number. We're never supposed to be. We walk past it to get to the like check-in to go pick up our badges and whatnot. And we walk by, and there's stuff in our booth. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. People have started setting up there. Now, they haven't gotten completely set up, but they're like, there's stuff there.
Yeah.
And they've moved tables around, and they've taken down barriers and whatnot to find the booth. And we're like, that's weird. That's where we're supposed to be. So we go check in, and they're like, all right, you guys are on 2701. And we're like, yep, there's someone there. And they're like, what? And so they go, and they're checking their stuff. And they're like, nope, that's you guys. Someone's not supposed to be there. So they send us back with a rep, and they're trying to figure out who's there. And of course, they're not there setting up. And so they're going to go find out what's going on. And then their worker shows up, Greg. This guy, I think it's Greg.
Nice guy.
And he was a great guy. And he was like, oh crap. Sorry guys. This is the booth they told me to be in. And he shows like this like sticky note that's like written the booth numbers, I guess, that he was told by his boss. And so he's like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And so he moves his stuff over, and we set up our booth, and he helps us out, and he gives us some like hooks and stuff for the banner. He was a really cool dude. We talked basketball. We had a lot of fun. Right. And so that's it. We leave, we go see Solo. We come back the next morning, and there's this worker. Well, there's like three of them that are working this. It's like a travel giveaway. You go, they hand you a card. They make you fill out like the stuff that wants all of your information,
yeah.
Your phone number, your email address, your name, like they want, because it's a giveaway to win a trip somewhere. Right.
To Comic-Con. I thought it was like San Diego.
San Diego Comic-Con was the big draw. Right. But they also had like a wheel thing that you could spin somehow that you could possibly win a trip somewhere, yeah. Somehow. I don't really fucking understand it. But anyways, yeah. I've seen them at other conventions, not necessarily this group, but like, I remember at Celebration, there was a booth that did the same thing. It was like,
oh, they had one at Comic-Palooza too. Or not, I'm sorry, Alamo City in 2017.
I'm sure they're everywhere. Right. And so I well, just the other, the, like on Saturday, we're walking by them at one point, and I hear the person in front of me, like the one person tries to hand him a card. Maybe it's Sunday. One person tries to hand him a card, because I think it was that same chick that was there Friday. Tries to hand him a card, and he was like, I don't want your fucking card. I'm not signing up for this. Leave me alone. Like he'd run into them, and then as we're continuing walking, like, I'm laughing internally. I'm like, this is great. He's like, I swear to God, every fucking time we pass by this booth, they try to hand us stuff. He's like, it's the same shit they did last year. I didn't sign up for their shit last year. He's like, I did it 2 years ago, and all they did was spam me with fucking like travel shit. Fucking, I don't know why the fuck they're here. And I was just like, ooh. It was really funny. So anyways, they're just throwing shade at us all like Friday. Like they're yeah. just like, we can hear them talking to them amongst themselves, but loudly enough that they know we can hear them. Like, that's our fucking booth. We paid that money for that booth. This is our booth. Like, and like at one point they went and got like workers for the convention, and you could, you know, we could see that they were like telling them that we were in their booth,
and the cops. And the workers,
yeah, what was yeah, I
saying? And the cop was the funny one.
Well, and like, so the workers walked away, and then they went and got a cop, and they did the same thing, and the cop just kind of walked away because, like, what the fuck is a cop going to do, right? Mm-hmm. And so,
he's like, dude, I'm just doing overtime to get yeah. to make ends meet.
He's like, I'm so just getting paid.
We go, we do our panels, and we have like one in the afternoon and one in the evening. The one in the evening, we start getting texts from, I think Brendan and Daniel were watching the booth mm-hmm. that night, and we get texts. We're like, hey, so. A worker just told us that we have to move at when it closes at 8. And he's like, I told him no. This is from yeah. I think B. And so we get down there, and it's Greg. Greg's back. He's been told that he's there to move them into our booth. And so at that point, I'm fucking furious. Like, I am literally yeah. like raging. Like, fuck that. Fuck this. Fuck these guys. It's our goddamn booth. Like, I was ready to fucking throw down.
Yeah.
And I'm literally fuming, and I'm like trying to tell Greg, I'm not mad at you. I know you were just told to do this. I'm so like, I'm not mad at you, but like, fuck this. This is fucking stupid. Jer goes and talks to the convention, and we find out that like they didn't pay for that booth. They are a promotional only or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they kind of get whatever's left as far as booths are concerned. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was, we were supposed to be on that interior aisle. They ran out of booth space, so they moved us to an exterior aisle. So we may have actually bumped them from where they were told they were going to be originally, but we paid money for a corner booth. So we got a fucking corner booth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they were just so mad and stuff. And like, again, so we told, I went and met with Jared, because I was like, I'm done. I can't be here next to this booth, or I'm going to like just throw down. So, and Kev was on the phone with like their boss trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I was trying to play diplomat here.
Yeah, I'm so sitting I get the text message about Kev. I'm sitting there in front of our rep, who is the exhibitor rep, and then I get a text that Kev's on the phone with their boss, and I'm like, get Kev off the phone. What? Stop.
Yeah. It's Greg just handed to him, like, hey, it's my boss. My boss. Someone tell her what's going on.
And I was the one with the most clear head at that point, or at least between the three of us. Jer wasn't there. Doug was fuming. So I was like, well, I'm probably going to be the most professional at this point. So I mean, I pretty much told her that, I mean, we basically came to an agreement between ourselves that it wasn't either of our faults, that it was Comic Palooza's fault, because I didn't want their workers like trying to throw shade at us. Especially, I would say the worst part about this whole thing, we didn't mention this, so they were throwing shade at us all day and getting other people trying to get involved with moving our booth, but not once did they actually come up to us personally and say something. That was the toughest part. If there was communication from the get-go, we would have had it solved. Everyone would have been happy. It wouldn't have ended the way it did. But the lack of communication on their part, on that company's part, not Comic Palooza, but that company, it was
very unprofessional.
Yeah, very unprofessional. Their unprofessionalism basically got them to where we didn't care what happened to them.
Yeah, so I met up with Jer, and Jer's talking to Comic Palooza people, and he's talking to our vendor rep, and she's just like, I can't believe you guys put up with this all day. She's like, I cannot believe that you guys sat through this. She's like, if you come to me earlier, we'd have had this solved much earlier. We were just kind of like, well, because we figured they're just venting and just blowing steam up their ass. Like, oh, who gives a shit? Like, we know we pay for this. This is where we are. They can, they could suck my dick.
And we were on the app. We were on the official Comic Palooza app.
And that's why I was mad. I was like, no, we're not fucking moving. Like, we're not moving. I don't care what they say. We paid for a corner spot. We're in the fucking app being here. We're not fucking moving us. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was really mad. So I went and met with Jared. And again, he's talking to her, and she's just like, I can't believe this. We're going to get in touch with the promotional people. That lady comes down. And she's just like, I can't believe you guys sat through this. Like, it's unnecessary. It's unprofessional. And our vendor person's like, if this was up to me, they'd be gone. I'd kick them off the floor. That's harassment. We have a zero harassment policy here. Like, if this decision was up to me, they would be out of here. They'd be gone. And the promotional person, I understand, like, you know, promotional stuff is important to the show and stuff. So they're like, well, we'll just move them. So needless to say that, like, so we get back to the booth, we're starting to pack up because it's after 8, and I'm like, we're not moving. We're not going anywhere until someone comes and tells Greg that he's packing them up, because we're not going to leave our booth and have them fuck our stuff up.
Exactly.
And so about 5 minutes later, they came and they got him, and they moved them. And to be fair, they moved into a much better spot for them. They had a lot more traffic going to them as on like a little bit closer to the doors, the exit doors. But again, the people were like, stop trying to hand me cards. Because that's the thing. They had this one worker who was there Friday who's such a bitch, just watching her. She was a bitch. She would stand out there. She'd have these flyers. As you walk by, she hands them to you like, hey, take a flyer. So people just naturally at a convention just grab a flyer. And she's like, no. You have to you can't just take that. You have to come fill this stuff out. And they're like, okay. And she's like, can I have that flyer back, please? Like, rudely. Like,
whoa. You just
stand out there handing out flyers and then get pissy when the people don't stop to fill out the thing. If you don't fucking tell them, hey, would you like a chance to win? Take this and come fill this out. Instead of just handing them out and stuff. So again, she was the same person I think I saw on Sunday who did that to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
He was just like, I don't want your fucking card. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, so that was a shit show, but we got it resolved by Saturday. All was well.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Our booth was there.
We still got we got in trouble for something too. So we come up with this marketing idea of, we're gonna put magnets on all the bathroom doors that say, come to our booth, come win something. They look nice and professional. And so we did that again. We did that 2 years ago. We did it again this year.
We did it last year too at Alma City. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so these two workers come up. He comes up to me. It's the same guys who the next door neighbors complained to. He comes up to me. He goes, "Hey, man, you run this booth?" I said, "Yeah." I'm like, "You handing out stickers?" I said, "Yeah." "Well, they're all over the place." And I go, "Oh no, those aren't stickers." And he goes, "They're not?" Like, instantly his whole demeanor changed. He's like, "They're not?" And I go, no, those are magnets. And he goes, oh. I'm like, did you guys not try to fucking take one down?
No.
And so then he goes, well, can you go take those down, please? I go, yeah, sure. So we walk around and we took them down. There were still some up. We left a few.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, per se. I mean, like, Ed and I were handing them out in the morning before anyone was on the floor. So we were being a little bit more, we were taking more liberties. Like, we were putting them on, like, women's room doors and stuff like that. Because we usually throw them on the bathroom doors, because obviously when you're at a con, at some point you have to go to the bathroom. So it's a good advertisement. The thing is, we thought outside the box for our advertising, and it paid off for a bit until someone tweeted out, hey, this is great publicity. And then Comicpalooza saw it and basically shut us down.
Pretty much. And we'll do it again next time too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
it's, I don't know. It's smart. And
it's harmless. Know. It's harmless. Yeah. Like, it's bevy magnets.
I will say this. At one point I did go to the restroom and I saw on the interior door, someone had put a sticker up for a booth there.
Me too.
A sticker.
Like a sticker.
Like a yellow sticker. Like, not much bigger than like a business card, like a square, but like, you know, like about that big. And it was like, it was clearly like some comic book something or whatever. And then they had like written like in pen or whatever their booth number. Ooh. And it was just one of those like, ooh, ours are magnets, you idiot.
Yeah, we ain't gonna mess around like that.
Yeah, I think we give people great ideas. We come up with them, people steal them, and then they just do something stupid.
Yeah, which eventually will hurt us. But I mean, we were passing out. We had flyers everywhere. You couldn't go anywhere in that fucking convention without seeing like a Saga or a big geek flyer somewhere. It was insane.
And once again, that's all thanks to Patreon. Thank you so much, and the people who donate. Like that's where our money goes.
We had a good time, and then next year we're working on a big deal where we are going to be sourced to help build out the gaming area in next year's con. So we're going to have some input there and hopefully do some great things. So it's going to be wonderful. But we also met at the con, we met a guy. His name was Richard Jennings, and he runs a business called The Comic Shadow. Now, The Comic Shadow, it's pretty dope. We put it on Facebook, but we wanted to talk about it on the show. This guy. So let me just show you, if people who are watching on Twitch, I don't know how this will show up on camera, but essentially what you're seeing, let me get this shadow out of the way here. What you're seeing here is a three-dimensional cover of a comic book. And Kev's got one too. I purchased a gift for Kevin for Doug there. And this is, it's layered, it's framed. He only charges $30, $35 for one of these. And you can go on over to thecomicshadow.com. You can check them out, because we really wanted to promote this, because this was something that we've been to a million fucking cons now. Mm-hmm. And it's rare that we find something truly unique. And this bad boy is pretty dope. The cool thing is we're going to be giving this away.
Yes, that one.
Or this exact one. Now, if you're listening to the podcast and you're like, fuck, I can't see what they're giving away, check out the social media. Tomorrow we're going to post a picture of what we're going to give away. And all the info will be there for the giveaway. So we're going to get that going. One of our fans is going to win this bad boy. And they're really, really dope. He also does commissions. So I'm going to take advantage of that, and I'm going to get probably all three Star Wars movies done on one frame. And so it's really, really cool. Go check them out. It's The Comic Shadow. And once again, it's thecomicshadow.com. Really great stuff. Pictures cannot describe just how amazing these things are. And Ratty says, do you cover shipping? Yes, we will cover the shipping if an overseas winner is chosen. So
there you go. Yeah, the one Jer got me was Friday the 13th, Jason versus Jason X. And I used to own that comic, so having it in this kind of form is amazing. I haven't put it up on my wall yet. I'm trying to figure out where it's going to go. But yes, I love it. I absolutely love
it. Did you tell Deb that I got that for you?
Tell Deb? who's like my wife, Debbie?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's a difference because there's Deb in Brainberry.
Did you tell
Debbie? Did you tell Deb Reed that we got this for you?
Did you tell Debbie, your wife? Were you like,
now she knows? Yeah, check it out. Well, obviously, I came home with it and showed her. Yeah, so it's
when you're like, Jeremy got this for me.
Yeah,
and then you're like, such a nice guy, right? He's really made strides. Like he's so great. And then she was like,
Yeah, exactly. She gave me the Doug treatment.
So go check them out and go buy something from them. There's good shit. And in your walls.
Which one did you buy me?
I got you the Batman one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sorry, I have three now because I got a Ninja Turtle one, a Star Wars one, and the Batman one.
I should have got you the Ninja Turtles. I couldn't
remember the Ninja Turtle one or not.
I saw that Ninja Turtles one and I was like, oh man, I should have got that one for him. But
That's all right. I like the Batman one too. It's sick. So they're really cool. And at some point, they'll probably be replacing some of these up here. Mm-hmm. Although that's a Ninja Turtle. He might stay. Oh, fuck. That's Batman. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
So if you like all of that, we have just killed 30 minutes of time with the intro and talking about two things. So if you like what you hear, you can please go listen to us on Audio Boom. They provide all of our bandwidth. They're our sponsor. We love them to death. Thank you guys so much for putting up with our bullshit. But if you don't want to download Audio Boom, well, you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you listen to a podcast. We're there. You can always follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. Make sure you do that because, like I said, we're going to be giving away this cool prize, and you're going to want to know details. Also, every Monday night, we record live right here on Twitch. You can come hang out with the chat and see what they're saying. You can also say things with a keyboard. We'll maybe be like, oh, shit, look, somebody said something, and then read it. You know how it works. You've heard it. And, of course, if you can't do any of that, and you're like, fuck, man, I really need to connect with these guys, or I need to connect with somebody. I've lost my best friends. You know, they're gone. They died in a terrible car accident, and I'm just looking for friends. I'm really depressed. Well, we got you covered. We got a Discord. Come on over there and make some new friends, okay? And if they die in a car crash, there's more. We just got backup people for you to make friends with.
Good God.
This is dark.
Yeah. Someone out there is like, I did lose my friends in a car wreck, and I do not appreciate this line of jokes, Jer.
Sorry. If you've lost your friends in a zombie outbreak.
There you go. Thank you. Perfect.
Then come to Discord. We've got fresh meat.
That tickled my fancy.
And then, of course, we have other shows on the network. It's a sad day. We are announcing, we're announcing a show as being retired. Garbage Day is no longer in the lineup. That will, if you're looking to listen to that back catalog, you better download it now. Because it will be deleted here at some point. Okay. Garbage Day is no more. But we're still pressing on. We have plans to launch more on the network. Nothing immediately, but we got some stuff cooking. And you'll hear about that soon enough. But we still have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts to also tickle Doug's fancy. So make sure you go listen to those. Those are great. Those are great, great podcasts. And for everybody, you've heard it before, you're hearing it again. If you're new, you're hearing it for the first time, Patreon. It's where you guys help us out, buy some new shit. Right now, we're gearing up Divas Dropkicks and Dives. We're putting some money into the other shows on the network. We're going to revamp some artwork for them. We're going to get them some new cover art designed for iTunes and all that and for social media. We're also going to be sending the boys up. Well, they're going up to Chicago for a con themselves, but we're going to get them some stuff for the table, some flyers, some things like that. So all your money is making that happen. We're also going to do some possible new equipment for Brainberry Tarts and Divas Dropkicks and Dives to help their podcast out. Brainberry Tarts is getting a couple things. We're designing some new shirts for them. So things are happening around the other podcasts on the network. So all of your money goes towards not only 8-Bit Geek, But we also want to pump some money into the other shows as well and spread it around and make sure that everything is high quality here in the network. So 8-Bit Saga is also getting some upgrades coming after we help these two podcasts out. Saga's going to get...
No, what? Bullshit!
Just kidding. That's
fine. Saga costs a little bit more money. Saga right now, what we record on is $10 microphones. And so everybody has a $10 mic, essentially. We bought them as a value pack a year and a half ago.
Yeah, because we didn't want to spend a whole lot of money on a show that might fail. But right. It's proven to be not a failure. So.
Not a failure.
And so now it's time. It's time to upgrade the microphones. We're going to get some good mics in there for everybody. And so that way we sound even better and provide even better audio quality. So it'll be good. All right. So, oh yeah, I forgot to say. So all your money goes towards back into the show. Patreon, you can find the information on the website, www.the8bitgeek.com. I wish that we had 8bitgeek.com, but some guy, I ask him once a year if he'll give up the domain, and he says no every time. Maybe we should make it a... No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to raid another site. Hey, everybody. Hey, go to the website.
Go bug him.
Go bug him. Go email him. Yeah. No, don't
do that. Go try his chili recipe and let him know it sucks.
Whoa. That's like one of the only things he has on that website. It's really...
Oh, God. That's some D&D stats.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, all right, let's get into misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up. Also this week, Ratty helped us out, and then also Crush Paradise helped us out. I mixed in a couple. Ratty, I'm going to tell you right now, you got to come a little harder, buddy. Your stuff is a little pedestrian, okay? It's got to be a little bit better.
You're weak.
Shit's weak, bro.
Shit's weak, bro.
It's been really good. This week I was like, hey. It's mostly like, hey, I like you. You like me. Can we meet up for coffee? Instead, we just need, well, you'll see what Crush came up with. Inspiration.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Well, Sean?
What's up, bitches? It's been a bit.
Whoa, holy... Coming in hot.
Yeah, why? What is... Well, I guess you just got a lot of energy, huh?
Yeah. Yep. It's been a bit.
All right.
It's been a while.
It has. Since
I've been, I mean, I did do the pre-show with much regret.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. It was pretty raunchy.
Let's see. I read one for those that aren't on Patreon. You should become one because I read one that was from my dad and it was pretty fucked up. So here's one from me. Hopefully not as fucked up. Listen, Ratty, if you're a patron, you need to find the balance between what I read in the pre-show and whatever is pedestrian that you sit in. I don't know. Good God. All right. Met you during a bank robbery.
Wow. All right.
You're 58 at the teller window. I don't know what 58 means. It's probably not. It's not my age. Maybe that was the number of the teller booth I was at.
Is this your dad again?
We chatted briefly while he waited for the teller to fill up my bag with money. Jesus Christ, what? He waved goodbye with a smile while I ran out to the waiting car. I wanted to get your name, but did not have the time and was being chased. You, tall, great face, nice hands. I noticed when you raised them. And a cute smile. Me? A little nervous. Wearing a ski mask, toting a gun and a bag full of money. if you see this, which I hope you will, tell me what bank I was robbing so I'll know it's you.
Finger guns.
Would love to have you come with me next time. Sean, sorry, typo. P.S. Please no FBI or local police. I will not return your emails.
Also, John would probably be your hidden, your robbery name. I don't think you want to give out your real name there.
Oh, fuck. John Pennis.
John,
definitely not Sean, whatever you may have heard otherwise, Pennis. Man, you got a good one this week. Just by the name alone. I can't wait.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Soon.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Oh. Ryan?
Mrs. Corn?
Hello, Ryan?
Mrs. K?
Miss Corncheck?
Hello. Where's Ryan? He forgot his lunch bag today. And I swear to God, I am worried that he hasn't eaten in days.
I mean, I fed him while he stayed with me down here in Texas. Like, I fed him a lot, but he was talking about how he lost weight. So I don't know what he's doing.
He's been losing too much weight. I've seen his, he has no pack anymore.
No what?
No pack.
No pack. What do you mean no pack?
Yeah.
You know, on your stomach areas where you have the muscles.
Pecs. No, wait, no, that's,
you know, like a
six pack.
Of course, it's zero now, sweetheart.
It's always been zero.
Ryan.
Oh,
this is my baby. Anyways, what am I doing here?
I don't know.
What are we doing? What are you guys? Are you guys recording again?
Yeah, you got to read this misconnection.
Oh, I've got one, darling. Mm. Let me read it. Condoms and bread.
Oh, no.
A woman, of course, for
There's
a man.
A picture.
Hi, you left your 36 value pack of condoms and your organic multigrain whole bread at my farmer's market today, this past Saturday. You included the receipt for the condoms, which is, well, it's smart. You can return them. It both shocked and delighted me. I really had no idea condoms were so expensive. I was shocked because, although these look like really good ones, they set you back almost $40. I remember my husband used to go out to the sheep. Never mind. Anyways, I'm delighted because if no one claims them, I'm going to exchange them for 4 tubes of Maybelline Great Lash Mascaras. A true classic, if you ask me. And then some sunscreen, because my baby has been walking outside for too long without the sunscreen. Anyways, I've asked around, but no one will admit anything to me. I've learned that people don't appreciate being asked if they've misplaced their condoms, which I don't understand. You'd better be safe. Although, as a woman of faith, if the Lord wants you to have wonderful babies, you just let those things pop out of you. Anyways, I was really trying to help and bust your balls a little bit, but only a tiny bit. I just feel like if I ever spent $40 on condoms, which I never would, and $6 on a loaf of bread, which I always would, and then you lost them while buying a $7 juice, I'd be upset. And I am mad. So let me know if these are yours, and I'll bring them this weekend to the market, sweetheart. Ryan? Is he there yet?
I haven't seen him in the chat, so.
Probably traveling.
But your daughter-in-law, Ants, is here, and she says, I hope I never have to hear my mother-in-law say condoms this many times in real life.
Hello, sweetheart. You take care of my sugar buns, okay? give him kisses and hugs.
Okay, so just gonna go change Druid's nickname over in Discord real quick.
Oh, God damn it! I hate you so much. Whoever.
Okay, boys, make sure your galoshes is on. It's supposed to rain this weekend. Okay.
Okay. Is it?
Well, the newsman is always wrong. Mama's always right. Okay. Bye bye.
I'm back. Boy, have I got a fucking misconnection for you guys. It looks like someone just typed it out, really. It doesn't even look like it was on a Craigslist website at any point.
It was.
Okay, well, this is very, very out of character this week. With all of it said, just, you touched my boy tits. I don't even know if that's a title or if that's just a statement. There's no period. There's no punctuation. Touch my boy tits. I'm a chubby Asian boy. Obviously a lie right off the bat. You touched my nipples this morning around 8:40 on the DLR, which is, isn't that a camera? DLSR or something? You are in 40s, I think. Wear glasses. Period. Now the periods come in. I have to get off at Shadwell, but would like to meet up with you. I have no clue what that means, since I never posted a location of where this was originally met. Please drop me a message if you see this. Apparently this week, your chubby Asian boy, Velvet Jones.
Time for you to go change your Discord name.
To chubby Asian
boy. That's London. Shadwell Railway Station. It's the Shadwell DLR station.
Well, I mean, I guess some of these left over from when I was in London visiting
Docklands Light Railway.
Oh, yeah. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Conversations, everybody.
Oh, man. The top box office. Hey, so Solo came out a couple weeks ago, and we actually saw that while we were in Houston. Went down on Thursday night. Barely made it. Actually, no, we made it with a ton of time. When we sat down, there were still 30 minutes of goddamn trailers. Fuck
yeah, but we were screwed because there was so much stuff happening around our hotel that waiting for our Uber or Lyft or whatever took forever.
Oh, I know, but I'm just going to say, fuck AMC with their 30 minutes of previews. I hate that.
That's
shit.
That's every theater. Like,
nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
Or not, yeah, Cinemark, yeah.
Not the one I go to. They maybe do three or four trailers and that's it. Done.
Yeah.
Anyway, Solo.
We only had three or four trailers.
This feel no, no.
Or just 5 minutes each. So it was
super long. Yeah, exactly. But it gave us enough time to settle in and get food and everything like that.
All of us. There was an entire row of chubby Asian boys, and we all had popcorn and soda. All cool. Down the line.
It was basically the whole 8-bit crew, Brainberry, everyone who was part of this was there. And also, like, you know, I guess
but not Brendan and Daniel, you forgetful piece of shit.
Because they had to come in later. Because
I know, but you didn't say that. You said everybody, so you lied.
I apologize. Correction.
Don't apologize Sam to plays. Me. Apologize to them.
Oh.
Sam well. Play says, I think I need a change of underwear after all of that. I hope because you were laughing.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of.
He's like, no, I just poop when I listen to podcasts live.
But yeah, so Thursday night getting to the theater, George W. Bush was at our hotel getting a humanitarian award, which is funny in itself.
Yeah.
It was. there are protesters outside screaming, lock him up, as Deb says over in the chat for those that see that. That was a giant fuck fest. And then at the same time, the Rockets were next door in the Toyota Center. Playing versus it doesn't even fucking matter because they won Golden State, I guess. And
no, it wasn't Golden State. Yeah,
no, they're playing Cavs, I think. No, they're playing Golden State.
I'm pretty sure
no,
they're playing
Golden State.
It was Golden State.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. I'm sorry,
they lost.
So that was ridiculous and a lot of traffic for that. Both those right at like at our hotel, so it just took us forever to get to the theater, which is only like a mile away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the movie.
We saw Solo. Hold on, before we say it, it's been out for 2 weeks. It's made $148 million in its 2 weeks. Now, in the second week, it has dropped 65% at the box office.
Yeah, but also to be fair, no one did well this weekend. Like, every, you know, like, I guess Deadpool did in its third week. It also made 23.3 million, so it made 6 million less. But, like, this doesn't seem like this is, like, a weekend for movies for some reason.
Yeah.
Why even, like, the new movie Adrift, you know, which I don't know anything about it, only made 11.5 in its opening weekend. So it's not like it was a big weekend. You know what I mean?
Like, why does it seem like that, like, usually every week in the summer is, like, just a fucking beat you over the head with another goddamn great movie.
But we had so many already.
Yeah, I know.
I need a break.
Yeah. Solo. What'd you guys think?
I loved it, and I hate how people are just shitting on it. This kind of goes back to the whole, like, it dropped off 65%. Okay, it's still outperforming other, like, movies that have come out from, like, Disney and stuff over the past few years. Like, Ant-Man didn't make 100 million in its opening weekend. It only made, like, 80-something or 90-something. It passed 100 million its second week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, you know, everyone's shitting on this. Like, oh, it's not doing as well. Man, motherfuckers, it made 150 million in 2 weeks. Like, well, how fucking ridiculous and, like, I don't know. I'm sorry it's not Avengers, like, passing a billion.
Yeah,
I think, like, it's, I don't know, man. It's just, it's so stupid. I loved it. I thought the movie was phenomenal. And the people that are shitting on it are just butthurt over The Last Jedi. And those peoples can go, fuck themselves.
You know, well, I think we all came out of that theater agreeing that it was better than The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing here is that people need to calm the fuck down. And it's okay that a Marvel film or a Star Wars film doesn't make a buttload of money. It's okay to have, even if it didn't make 100 million. Let's just say, I mean, obviously its budget was really big. Mm-hmm. It'll earn it back. But if they decided, hey, let's put out an indie Star Wars film. Let's not do a huge budget, big budget movie. They'll never do that. But it's okay to make those decisions. It's okay that not every single one, like, they're all judging Solo and they're saying that the fatigue has set in. Star Wars fatigue has set in. Fuck off. Like, everybody said that with Marvel as well. And then all of a sudden it's just, it's like
18 movies later.
Yeah. 18 movies later. You can't have you know how hard it is for every film in your franchise to be amazing and make a ton of money? It's really hard to make a movie. It's even harder to make a good movie. It's ridiculous that you have a company like Marvel come out with 18 films that have done what they've done. It's unheard of. It doesn't happen. So to have the problems that Solo had in production and still come out swinging and still deliver what it delivered, I think they did a fantastic job. People need to calm the fuck down. More Star Wars films will come. They'll be great. We'll get more sides.
They'll be great. There'll be some that suck. It's just the nature of things.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, again, my problem to echo what you're saying is, like, the Star Wars fatigue. Did this come out too soon? I think so. In the fact that, like, Star Wars has set themselves up that they are the holiday blockbuster movie. They are what comes out in fucking December. They've done it with Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rogue One. Why did we not do this with Solo? Especially since the next movie, Episode 9, whatever that'll be titled, doesn't come out until December of 2019. So now we're going to go a year and a half without a new movie. And, like, they're like, oh, we rushed it. You know, we tried to get it out in May. Motherfuckers, you shouldn't have had it out in May to begin with. When you hired Ron Howard to direct your movie after the flop of the two other directors, like, you should have pushed it back. And no one would have been angry or given two shits because guess what? Star Wars movies come out in December now. It's how it's been the last 3 years. We'll accept it again. And it's fine because I think the movie still turned out okay. We have issues with, like, Justice League where Zack Snyder gets fired and they bring in Joss Whedon to direct. And then that movie still comes out. They don't push its release date back. And it's a pile of fucking garbage. It is literally a shit on fire, right? Like, it's just, it's terrible.
In a paper sack.
Yeah, not even. They didn't even have the decency to put it in the paper sack.
They just threw it on your porch.
Yeah, and just doused it in kerosene and lit that motherfucker on fire. But, like, and that's where I think, you know, that failed. And I'm so surprised that Star Wars didn't do this. They should have just left in December with everything else, all the others. And so I could see where people say, oh, it's the fatigue because we did just have The Last Jedi. And people, are still obviously butthurt about The Last Jedi. Well, I think we all agree Last Jedi, not the best Star Wars movie. No. Still better than the prequels, not the best. And it really kind of divided the fandom into this point where now we have a fun, like, palate cleansing Star Wars movie, something new and different, and it's good. It's fun. And people are just like, I'm not going to go see it because The Last Jedi. in The Last Jedi, I didn't like how Rey is a girl, or you know, whatever, like some bullshit, whatever these like fucktards excuses for not liking that movie.
Damn,
that's true though.
I liked it after the second viewing. I liked it a lot more than I did the first time because I knew it was coming, so nothing was a surprise. So I didn't feel as like, you know, that like emotional like just jolt of like what the what. Mm-hmm. But like it makes me more excited for episode 9. I'm really curious to see how they wrap this up, especially with some of the things that we learned in that movie. I think there's some really good stuff. Again, it's way different than any other Star Wars movies, and that slapped a lot of people in the face. Because yeah, when they did the prequels, well, we know how this is going to end. Anakin Skywalker, there's only one fucking possibility. Yeah. So when it gets there, you know that's the path you're going to take, right? And then so many other movies have fallen the Star Wars formula of a trilogy that you almost expect this one to follow the same suit, and it kind of did. That this is almost The Empire Strikes Back, in that we're watching our heroes get their fucking asses handed to them. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. It's because, so when they come out and they win in the next movie, it's this huge fucking like, yeah, good will win, you know, good will triumph evil. And so like, I don't know, there's obviously some stuff they did with some of our favorite characters that were
I think that's the thing is like, you take away those two or three moments and people are generally happy.
Yeah,
right.
But I don't know, man, there's so many. There's a filmmaker that we're friends with that we've met a couple years at a convention, and he went on our front of rant recently. He just watched The Last Jedi for the first time, and it was so surprising to see him of all people be one of those like, I'm so sick of Kathleen Kennedy and her attempt to make Star Wars all about the women in the universe, and let them have like, her attempt to have these strong female characters has been nothing but a failure. And like, I don't see where that's coming from. Like, what, like, who hurt you, man? Like, I just don't see, like, I don't know. I don't think Rey had a bad story. I think Rose, we didn't get to know her well enough to really care for her story, but
I think she was just slapped on.
Yeah, she'll be another character. And like, yeah, I don't really care for Captain Holdo or General Holdo or whatever her name is. Like, but at the same time, like,
I think Rey started in the first film, started with a fantastic storyline. No. In the second, they didn't explore enough of that story.
It was muddled.
And they didn't, the second one. Yeah, and we didn't get what we were looking for out of the second one.
I just the whole argument that like the people are mad about like these strong female characters in Star Wars is so obscene, because like, did you not watch the original trilogy? Mm-hmm. Like, while she may have been one, Princess Leia is a fucking badass. Mm-hmm. The very first time we see her, not only does she like, or not the first time we see her, but the first time like Luke and Han run into her, not only does she mock Luke and his height, she then takes the blaster out of his hand and busts them out. Yeah. They're there to rescue her, and she takes the fucking blaster from him, shoots down the corridor, shoots open the thing, jumps into the, you know what I mean? Like,
she led the way.
Yeah, she's a fucking badass. Also, so this whole like, oh, strong woman character, Kathleen Kennedy's ruined it. Fuck off.
Can we also look at it like this too? Look at the original trilogy and look at the prequels. The leads, the men leads, were fucking babies. Like they were whiny little babies. Luke was a whiny little bitch the entire three film. Well, up until the third film, he became a badass. And then of course, Vader himself was a whiny little brat for three movies. Like, it's not you're I don't see the argument either.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Okay, so I bought a book this weekend because you guys know I'm a huge like statistic nerd person. So it's the Star Wars Super Graphic.
Nice.
And it's just all like stats and stuff from the Star Wars movie. Like, did you know that every single Star Wars opening crawl in the seven episodes that this is covering, all of them have within 80 like words in really? The opening crawl. They're all like 82, 84, 86, but never over or under 80. But there's one thing in here. Oh, if I can find it. It's like the amount of questions that Luke Skywalker asks in the movie franchise. And it's like literally in, you can read every fucking question he asks from like A New Hope through Return of the Jedi. And it's 90% like A New Hope, and then just a little bit of Empire, and even less of Return of the Jedi, where it's just like, yeah, here he goes. Luke's questions marked. It's just like the yellow is
good.
All,
Lord.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. So yellow is,
it's like two full pages if you're listening.
blue. It's just, it's ridiculous. Like, ask somebody, the princess, she's here. Just all these, all, every time you ask a question, but it's just because, yeah, like you're saying, he's naive. He's stupid. He's not a, Luke isn't the greatest character. I used to make fun of him as a kid just because of like how whiny he is in these movies. And even his like famous, you know, Luke, I am your father. No, it's impossible.
Well, like, it's so he got that no from his dad.
No. Yeah. I think that's why they, I honestly think that's why they put that in that movie. It's just so we could be like, oh, like father, like son. I get it now.
All right, let's get into some news. We got so much to fucking talk about. But first, Sam Plays, thank you for the subscription with Twitch Prime. And then also Nocturnal, thank you for 3 months of subscriptions with Twitch Prime. It's great. All right, so the Sesame Street lawsuit we talked about a couple weeks ago, it's over already. It only took a week.
I don't think we've talked about it on the show at all, man.
No, I think we talked about it on the show 2 weeks ago.
This happened while we were at Comicpalooza.
Yeah, it did. So I don't think we talked about it at all.
Really? All right, well, if we didn't, Happy Times Murder, the Happy Time Murders, it's a new movie coming out, and it has puppets in it, and it looks funny as shit. Well, it got sued by Sesame Street for using the word Sesame and Street in its trailer, thrown out of court. Done. It's over with now, and they're moving on. Yeah. It's so funny, too, because the Happy Time Murders Twitter used a puppet lawyer to communicate.
Oh my god, that was the fucking funniest thing. I love it. I love it. I'm so excited for this movie because it's Brian Henson. It's Jim Henson's son who's directing it. He also directed, you know, Muppet Treasure Island and like Muppet Christmas Carol and stuff. Like he was heavily involved in the Muppets, which. So people were kind of wondering why Sesame Street would be suing them as they are also Muppets. But it turns out that they are not.
Yeah.
Sesame Street is not involved with the Jim Henson Muppet studios like anymore. They're now owned by like Sesame Street Workshop, which I guess they tie into each other because obviously there are some cameos here and there. Like Kermit will randomly show up. Or I don't know if he has in a while, but, you know. So that's why is that it's a different company now. It's no longer just Jim Henson's Creature Shop or whatever. It's they got the Sesame Street Workshop now. So, but fuck them.
And then we also have our Spawn, and I don't know if you guys are on board with this. I think Kevin might be. I'm wishy-washy about it. Jamie Foxx will star as Spawn in the reboot for director Todd McFarlane. Yes? No? Maybe?
Is he big enough?
No, he's definitely big enough. Like have you seen, I mean, like him and Baby Driver and him, even, what was that movie called? Mean Bosses or what was the Bad Bosses?
Yeah, something Bad Bosses.
Where he plays Motherfucker Jones or whatever.
Right.
But he could be a badass and he's in good shape. I think he can be, I can
just
pull it off.
I don't know if he's big enough though.
I personally,
I mean,
after,
if he works
after
out,
seeing,
he can be.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll have him work out. But after seeing Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther, I was really surprised why they didn't go with Michael B. Jordan to Spawn. Because I think that would have been perfect because he's much younger and he's in amazing shape. And I feel like he would be able to pull off more of the Spawn look. But I mean,
are you guys forgetting Jamie Foxx in The Amazing Spider-Man 2?
No, he was amazing in that.
No, he wasn't. He was so bad.
His character, though, I don't know. I liked it. I liked Amazing Spider-Man 2. So
horrible
bosses.
So
thank you, Wild Side. But
yeah, Raddy says, Idris Elba. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
That would have been awesome.
That's who I would have gone with. But he's like, Idris Elba, my choice. Yeah. He's my choice for everything.
Yeah, like that's a good
James Bond. Idris Elba.
Yes, I mean, yeah, we've talked about that before.
Harry Potter.
Idris Elba.
Dumbledore. Just a whole all of Harry Potter. Just him.
But I wouldn't count out Jamie Foxx. I mean, obviously he's an amazing actor. He's an award-winning actor. I'm curious to see how it'll play off just because of his age. That's the only thing I'm worried about is age playing a factor here. But
Elba, by the way, I just realized. Yeah. Elba, not Alba.
Elba.
Fuck off, Ratty, and you're misspelling, making me fuck up.
Todd McFarlane.
There's so many good picks.
Todd McFarlane saw something in him, so we'll see how it goes down. But I'm not so much into it. I hope that he surprises me.
as always, I'll wait and see, you know, really before I, you know, final judgment, because again, we've said the same thing about so many people in so many roles. We said the same thing about Ben Affleck as Batman. He's like my favorite Batman now.
Yeah, that's true. That's so very true. We always bring up MoviePass since it's Inception around here. And yes.
Chad Foo said, I say Snoop Dogg. Shamar Moore would have been a great choice too. Jesus Christ. That's a perfect pick.
I don't think I know Shamar Moore.
He, Criminal Minds.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God. Google him. He's a handsome man.
We were talking about this at Comic-Con. I think Mike Coulter would have been fantastic as well.
But he's probably under some contract obligation to not appear in anything that's not Marvel.
Yeah, that's a good point. But once again, another fantastic actor out there that would be a great Spawn. Especially like if you think about it, I mean, he was kind of a smaller, I mean, he's kind of a bigger version, but the 90s Spawn, which was played by what was his name? Damn it. Hold on. Spawn. Michael J. White. Michael J. White, the one who also is Black Dynamite.
Jael White.
God damn it. No, not
Terry Crews. Terry Crews has a physique.
But he's like, once again, he's up there with Jamie Foxx, like, as far as age goes. Like, Terry Crews is amazing. He's one of my favorite actors. But I don't know. I think, like, if they're trying to.
You do know that, like, Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. is like 70 fucking five, right?
Yeah, but he spends three. Well, he's
135 now, man. Yeah.
Three
quarters of it in the suit, though. But then I was like thinking about it. It's like, I guess Spawn would too. So.
Yeah. All you got to do is Jamie Foxx isn't that old. I think
Terry Crews does have a different energy. Chef Food says that in the chat. And I agreed. But at the same time, like, people said the same thing about Michael Keaton before he was Batman because of all the like comedy movies they had been in that they were, how can the fuck can this comedian play Batman? But like, there is something very like defining about Michael Keaton's Batman. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I agree.
It's one of those, well, I would like to see what else he could do. No, sorry.
I'm going to skip a story to save time. Paul Rudd is in talks to join Sonic the Movie as a buddy cop. Huh?
Okay. What?
Right?
They've announced some casting for this movie already, haven't they?
He's going to join the Sonic Hedgehog movie. They're moving on. It's going to be a fucking joining the runaway train as a live action police officer who works together with Sonic in what is described as a buddy cop scenario. What the fuck?
Why?
Yeah, James Marsden from Westworld has recently signed on to be in the movie.
This doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't know what they're trying to go with on this movie. This is the most Sonic thing you can do, I guess.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. The Walking Dead is falling apart.
Yeah.
It's like absolutely falling apart.
Good riddance.
Rick James Grimes. He is leaving The Walking Dead after this season?
Well, it would be this upcoming season, obviously.
And then also Maggie has just abruptly left the show. She just left after like the last episode or some shit. I don't fucking
know. I think she's going to leave mid-season, isn't she?
Like, I just read something that she has walked away from the show. Let me look it up.
I don't think they'll let her do that. I mean, they got to have some kind of write-off.
She could quit from Walking Dead.
Like, I think she's doing the same thing that Andrew Lincoln is doing and just kind of basically, I mean, you've spent 9 seasons, 9 years, multiple years, like probably even closer to a decade working with so many different people because so many different people die in Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
At this point,
Lauren Cohen is set to leave the show after 6 more episodes.
Same thing with Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, there's, I think that this should be its final season. I think the show itself has hit its peak. Like it's done. It's gone. Like it's already had its best episodes. It's already had its best season. Like they're not gonna get any better, especially now if you're like your main. Again, this show started in 2010. Mm-hmm. This is going to be its, you know, ninth season coming up. Mm-hmm. It's time. It's time.
But they said that they're not. They said that it doesn't matter. They're going to keep. They have no plans to
to end the show. It's going to run.
Well, and then they have to ready themselves for the ultimate fallout from that. Like, they're going to run this series into the ground and then further. Like, and that won't only hurt the show and AMC. That's going to eventually hurt Kirkman and his comics as well. Mm-hmm. Especially since they've broken off from the comics, which I guess is good in a way. But like, people are going to stop caring if there's too much of it in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, like, oh, we're just talking about the Star Wars fatigue, but this is different, where it's every, you know, it's every week for, you know, 9 years almost. But also, what else can you?
That's the thing.
What else can you?
Like, when you told me that the comic has no ending, I went, I'm done, because I think that's what people want the most. Like, they want these fucking guys, they want some resolution in their lives. And after 9 seasons of just nothing but bad shit happening, like, fuck, can we get a win just for like once?
Well, and that's, it seems like that was the whole aura of the show, is like, you don't win. Like, it just gets worse and worse, because that's,
I know, but
the
as humans, we
works.
Want to win. We want to see,
well, yeah,
at least
the
happy
draw
moment.
On that is the fact that it's, you know, it seems like an unwinnable thing.
Not anymore. Not the draw anymore.
Well, because they've made poor decisions as far as their writing goes, especially because it's hard to keep close to the comic these days when you have a character like Daryl, who was never in the comic, and they're trying to like make him the most popular one.
Which so they just really, set to, they're trying to give him a shitload of money.
Yeah, because he's basically the last one that they have from the original cast. If Rick and Laura, or whatever her name is in the show, if they leave,
Maggie,
that's
20 million to stay on.
Those three are the only originals that are left. Oh, Carol, maybe. Carol?
Yeah, Carol, and Carol's character in the comic is super dead.
Yeah, and Michonne.
Like, she died super early.
Yeah, she did. Carol, Michonne's still in it, but Michonne's been there since, what, season 3 or something like that. What I'm saying is, like, it, I mean, we've all agreed, they jumped the shark with this show. Like, it's run its course. I think they should have a final season and then focus all their love on Fear the Walking Dead, because it seems like that show has a good thing going.
I'd say you just do a crossover event real quick, and they get into a big fight, everyone dies from The Walking Dead, and then you're left with the cast of Fear of the Walking Dead. Done.
But I mean, like I said, the Fear of the Walking Dead, they have more freedom to do what they want to do, because it wasn't based off directly of a comic. So they, and the thing is, and this is not really spoiling, I guess it's kind of spoiling older seasons of Walking Dead. Once they, the biggest mistake that The Walking Dead did was introduce, what's his name? The guy with the bat.
Negan,
because he's like, every person they've always introduced, like the governor and all these other characters, they were gone within a season or two. Negan's been there for the last 3 seasons now, and he's basically, there's just no end.
Are you watching this show regularly?
No.
Jesus, no, I give up. No, in the chat they're saying that they already did a crossover and everything. I haven't watched Fear of the Walking Dead. I haven't watched The Walking Dead in about 4 years now, so I'm sorry for getting that wrong. But
the thing is, Negan gives no hope. And even in the comics, as far as I remember, Negan is still alive even in the comics. So they kind of wrote themselves into a corner bringing Negan into the TV series, even though it was amazing intro. But the fact that he's really giving them no hope, and there's not really going to be a payoff in it unless they're going to deviate from the comics, that's what's turned a lot of people off. That's what turned me off. The fact that, like, no matter what they do, they're still under Negan's thumb, you know? Yeah. So that's what I think. I think they have more of a chance to be successful through Fear the Walking Dead at this point than the actual original series Walking Dead.
And there you have it. All right, let's get into some games. Before we get into the news, I did get sent a couple codes. I played Runner 3. I'm sure everybody who listens to this show has played at least one Runner game. I don't know. Maybe you guys haven't. I played Runner 2.
I've been playing on my cell phone.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it came out, I think it started on a cell phone, didn't it? Did Runner originally? It may have, but Runner 3 came out. And this game is a ton of fun. I'm not usually into the big runners and the nonstop runners, but these ones are set up in stages. And so you have quests and branching paths. There's new characters, a lot of new moves. It syncs up with the music as you play. So everything that you do
is so it's very music based. So I think that's why, Kevin, I think you would really, really enjoy this game.
Nice.
Awesome. I have had a fantastic time with it. So if you have a chance, go out and purchase it. It's not too much money. It, you know, costs you a couple bucks, but gorgeous graphics. Yeah, just $30. Is that how much it really is costs?
$29.99 on Steam right now. Yep.
Fuck. I thought this would be like a fucking $14.99 game.
No, oh, and this is from the Bit Trip Runner people.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Bit Trip Runner was fun. That was on the Wii, and that was on some other stuff, but that was a really fun game to play. Yeah. It looks very cartoony compared to the past games, obviously, which is very pixelated.
Yeah. And you can play as Commander Video. And then also, you also get to play as the voice of Mario.
Charles Marinette. Uh-huh. Martinetti.
Yeah, he go ahead. You know, it's a lot of fun. So I've had a great time with it. I say you go and play it, try it out. Maybe if you get it on sale or something. So it's great fun. Spend the $30. Nice. Go invest in Choice Provisions. They're a good company. I also got a code for Space Hawk Deathwing Enhanced Edition.
Space Hulk?
Did I say Hawk?
Yeah. Well, it could have been your like East Coast accent, like Space Hawk.
Space Hawk.
I want to go see that movie, The Incredible Hawk.
I loved, you know, my favorite Marvel character is the Hawk.
It's like the Hawk?
No, the Hawk.
You know, big green guy, the Hawk.
You know, he runs around just breaking shit, the Hawk. So this one, I haven't had a chance to play it. I'm really sad because we've been on the road and stuff like that. So next week you can expect me to talk about it, but I wanted to kind of just give a shout out real quick because of the fact that I was supposed to talk about it this week. But I'll get to it, I promise. But this game, if you want to go check it out, it's a enhanced edition. It's got a whole bunch of cool stuff in it. And if you like the fucking those tabletop games. Why can't I think of the name of them?
You thinking of Warhammer?
If you 40K? Like Warhammer, then this is up your alley. It is it's essentially the Warhammer, it's a Warhammer game, so.
Yeah.
It's an action co-op, first-person shooter, sci-fi, all that good shit, so.
Nice.
Check that out.
I'm going to have to give that a try myself.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Doug comes back to the microphone as we talk about Xbox One working with Alexa and Google Assistant. Hawk Hogan.
You're one of my favorite wrestlers.
So now that obviously they don't come with the Xbox Genie bar.
The Kinect?
Mm-hmm. That thing.
What the fuck? Like, what are you, the Apple Store, the Genius bar?
They're actually considering using Alexa and Google Assistant to control your Xbox One. So how about that?
Except once again, in the folly, especially during the Kinect days, when they would play a commercial on TV and they would say something like, "Hey, Xbox, turn on." And then all of a sudden my Xbox turned on. I didn't like that very much. No.
Well, they do that now for everything. Like the Alexa commercials will fucking turn your Alexa on.
Yeah. See, they need to find a way to like fix that.
Hey, speaking of assistants, Doug, Siri is going to get updated with the new OS. And you don't have to say "Hey Siri" anymore to it. You just raise your face. You raise it to your face, and you ask it questions.
You raise your face.
You raise.
I don't want that. I raise my phone to my face anyways.
Yeah,
I'm an old man.
I'm an old man.
Huh?
It just goes. I'm sorry. What?
Hey Siri, when's the next new Hawk movie coming out?
I tried to get Siri to set an alarm for me the other night. To remind you to bring the Saga stuff that mm-hmm. we took to the con over to Ed's, and I was like, "Hey Siri, hey Siri, Siri, hey." Oh shit, there she goes. "Hey, set an alarm on Friday at 7 p.m. to remind Jared to bring the recording equipment." Fucking bitch.
She didn't even answer.
Siri's like, "I'm on my break."
She said, "Hey." She responded to me, "Hey." Siri. You dumb bitch, Siri.
Whoa. That's why she don't talk to you.
Yeah, seriously.
Fucking hate this thing.
Seriously?
She's useless. "Hey, Jer." Mm-hmm. "Hey, remember to bring that stuff. Put it in your car Friday night."
Hold on one second.
"Hey, Jer's Siri." Jer's going to reply with, "Hey."
remind me to bring all of the Saga stuff over to Doug's house on Saturday after work.
Here's your reminder.
Got it.
Yeah, but you need to like set that like Friday night.
It says 9 a.m. I'll be at work then. Yeah. Oh, no, it says, hold on, let me, this is what it wrote down. Bring all of the soccer stuff over to Doug's house after work.
You got to do that now.
Well, it looks like we're playing soccer on Saturday.
All right. Well, I'll bring the soccer ball.
Get ready for that World Cup next week.
8-bit soccer coming to you live.
Gary's going to bring his Fufuzela.
Boom.
Yes. You know what? Hey, you know, for real though, the next World Cup, the following summer, the Women's World Cup, I was like, it's so quiet. I miss those Vuvuzelas.
No.
Yeah.
It sounded like they were swarming bees the whole fucking game.
But it was so loud and it made it sound so exciting. So the next year it was just like, where are those? And then occasionally you would just random, you'd hear just a. They're like, ah!
The one person who snuck their Vuvuzela in. Yeah.
I feel like they should bring it to Texas so that we can get cowbells all the way through the stadiums.
People just firing gunshots during the game.
No, they do that already.
Fucking bring your six shooter to the stadium.
Let's keep on with the Microsoft because here's some fun stuff happening. They're going to go ahead and lay off the Xbox support staff in favor of unpaid volunteers.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? This makes me feel really great about the fact that Microsoft is also buying GitHub.
Yeah.
Like, hey, programmers and stuff that work at GitHub. Nah.
Yeah. Bye.
We're gonna favor our unpaid volunteers.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, Microsoft.
That's a bummer.
That's so shitty. Not only is it shitty for the unpaid volunteers, like why would you volunteer for this? Like I would make sure if I was there's a part of me that wants to troll this and become an unpaid volunteer and then just troll their fucking support. Did you put your Xbox in the microwave? That'll fix it.
Ooh. I think it's just for some people, it's a foot in the door. They would think it's a foot in the door of the game.
No. Can I tell you what they're doing? And maybe you could see if you think so. These unpaid Xbox ambassadors will earn points instead of money to get entered in a competition to win prizes.
Fuck that. Fuck that. I hope they try this for like a month and they see how bad it fucking fails. This is stupid. Fuck you, Microsoft.
No. Someone's damn. Angry. Hey,
all of a sudden Nintendo's the good guy here.
Hold on.
Jared just came all over the place.
Hold on, because we have some earth-shattering news to share with you guys. Just give me 2 seconds. First, let's get deep. Let's get fucking let's give some love here for a second.
Don't tell me about getting deep. You made that noise.
All right, Sam Plays just sent a message on Twitch, which is really heartfelt, and let me read it off to you. He says, I just sent you $5 on Patreon. I love everything that you guys do. You've really helped me get through some tough times, Manchester being made homeless, etc. You guys truly have something special, and I want to repay you for everything you've done for me. P.S. Aww. Addicted to Saga and loving it. Wow.
Awesome.
That's
Saga.
Motherfucker, that's the only thing you took from that?
Yeah, that's pretty much. That's what Doug was listening. Those keywords.
Yeah, he's like Siri. The only time that he responds is when Saga's said.
Saga. Super cool, Sam. Thank you so much.
Saga. Siri.
Your name is now Saga.
Your name is now Saga. Which is unfortunate for you because you'll be responding to me a lot.
Sam, thank you so much for that, man. Or I'm guessing man. Man, I love getting stuff like that. It really validates what we're doing here, and we'll keep it up for you, I hope. So, and Josh, thank you for the subscription with Twitch Prime.
Also, Colonel Ballsack has followed. Just want to give that out there.
Okay,
yeah, Josh,
hold on.
Nocturnal, subscribe. Yeah.
Now I really want to get this earth-shattering news out there.
Oh, I thought that was it.
No, that's not it. The earth-shattering news is that Doug, the hater of all things Nintendo, has gone on record. We have it in chat.
Oh, yeah, we do.
He is looking to purchase 2 Nintendo Switches for him and his wife.
So Blue Elite just cheered 20 bits saying, y'all are amazing.
Don't you dare change the subject.
I listen to y'all all the time on Spotify. Thanks, Blue Elite.
Thank you, Blue. So yes, that's the news. Doug is, he also watched the Pokemon trailer and he said that it looks amazing. And yeah, what has changed, Doug?
Nothing.
I've always loved Nintendo. I just don't like to admit it.
Here we go.
Not Nintendo. After all those years about bitching about how, I mean, I still wish that they would focus more on games. But the thing is, like, the games that they're releasing have been really good. I've been getting really good reviews. Mm-hmm. They finally have a system that seems to actually be worth a fucking damn. And they're providing games and stuff for it that seem, you know, again, getting really great reviews, whether it be Zelda or the new Mario Odyssey. And the new Pokemon, like, that looks fucking insane. Like,
and the
actually,
Donkey Kong.
I don't know who died and who what new person took over, but it's like they listened to our show and they went like, hey, they might be on to something.
I can't wait to see the feedback from all this, like in the coming days.
And so sometimes, you know, you just want to play video games while you poop.
It was sad because you're like, I don't know who died and in charge. I was like, Iwata died a couple years ago.
He did do that. Yeah, he did.
And he was a nice guy.
Well, because we always talked about how the
decision making was terrible. The, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because it was that old school style, especially like very prominent in like Japanese companies and stuff, of just like, this is the way we do things. This is how we're going to do things. Like,
I think
fuck what the rest of the world is doing. Like, this works for us. We're going to stick to it. And that it did. It hurt them over like two or three systems. I mean, like between the Wii, I guess, and like the Wii U, like, you know, it wasn't what they wanted. And it seems like they finally with the Switch got what they wanted. And like, it's super popular. I still wish they had the ability to like have the, you know, like we talked about when you took your 3DS and you're walking around the con floor and how you're getting like all those.
Oh yeah, like the friend passes.
The friend passes and stuff. I kind of wish they had that ability with it. But at the same time, like, I'm glad to see them turn a new leaf.
Yeah, it's. I see what you did there. Pokemon New Leaf. No. I think it was.
Doug's face. He just. Nope, that's incorrect. But I'm not going to correct you. It's just wrong.
No, I like my Switch and I took it like this weekend or I'm sorry, last weekend when we were in Texas, it came in handy. I finished Bayonetta by the way.
Oh, I know it came in handy. I saw where it was the entire weekend.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, it was in the bathroom.
Yeah, it was. I kept it in the bathroom. You know what? And it served its purpose, man.
Oh, shit.
But no, I mean, I don't think they really changed anything. They're still kind of making terrible decisions on their, on how they want to market their games and how they want to release their games. But the thing is, they've been out long enough now to where they have a good library of games. Like all the shit I talked about it when it first came out, they had Zelda. And that was the only reason to buy it. Now they have Zelda, they have Odyssey, they have the new Kirby, which is really fun. You know, of course, all of the deluxe versions of the Wii U games are finally coming out.
Oh, don't even get me started, too, about like all the indie. Like this thing is an indie.
Yeah, the indie games are really helping it out, too.
Like if you go onto the online store, that thing is chock full. Now, there is a lot of like crappy games on there, but for some really high quality stuff up in there.
Yeah. Well, and then again, that was one of the things that we bashed the system about when it first came out is like it in a way felt like they rushed to get it out without necessarily having content to back it up. You know, again, with like Zelda's your launch title. Cool. What else?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it. But again, yeah, it's been what 2 years now, just about a year and a half, maybe.
I think you need to wait too until E3 because I think Nintendo's going to announce either a redesign like they normally do at about this time or a price drop.
Yeah. Also, there's a indie game that just came out on it, exclusive to Switch, I believe, that is from the old from the creator of Castlevania called Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night, and that's been getting some really good reviews, and it's only on Switch. So I picked that up last night. I'm gonna put some time into it probably after this.
So okay. Enough of this. Let's move on.
You're like, I find myself liking Nintendo. We have to move on.
Okay, it's over.
So Bungie, who, you know, makes big games and owned by a giant, huge company, has just received an investment of $100 million to make new games.
Cool, because Destiny is about all they do.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they went from Halo to Destiny. They didn't really have anything else.
Yeah. So give us something new, please.
Give us something that you put your heart into.
Instead of, in fact, you know
it
what?
It seems like Destiny 2 is very phoned in.
And you know what? Destiny is just a ripoff of their fucking past title of Halo. So
it is. It really is. And the little that I played, I went, this is just fucking Halo. You even stole the basic character designs for your baddies and just threw new skins on them. They're the same fucking thing. They move the same. They act the same. It was
very multiplayer was exactly the same. Like yeah,
very disappointing.
I enjoyed the story though of Destiny 2. I beat it and then I was done.
No, not enough endgame content to keep a lot of the vets engaged. You know, it seems like Destiny 1, after about a year, they finally started to hit their stride and started getting some great post-game content. But Destiny 2, now that I guess tomorrow they're going to make the year 2 reveal, but it just seems like so far it's not worth going back. Like the new DLC has been out for a few weeks now and I haven't even touched it, and I have it. I haven't felt compelled to go back to Destiny. It just doesn't feel... It doesn't feel like there's a payoff to anything I'm doing in it. And that's unfortunate, you know, because I really liked the first Destiny. But that's them's the breaks.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about something serious here, because this is disturbing. Video games are all about expression, right? You're allowed to make what you want and everything. But I think there's a line that is crossed sometimes. And there's a new game coming out, or it's already out. It's called Agony. Really, 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 really disturbing game, I guess. And so here's the deal. It recently got a lot of headway because the video game, it was featured on Twitter because the game's press kit was sent out with a cake modeled after a mutilated, vagina-headed demon torso. And then the game was supposed to have... it has deleted scenes including an interactive infant murder... and a first-person rape with visible penetration, which the developer said that they're planning on patching in after the game is released.
That it better be optional, because they better not like force you to play that to finish a level.
Why is it even there to begin with?
Because people want to be fucking edgy these days, is what it is, and you know, cry freedom of speech or whatever. But it's fucking terrible. It's in poor taste. But once again, edgy as fuck, so I'm going to play this, and I'm going to...
You're really going to play it?
No, I'm... Okay, I'm sorry. I was being a character saying, oh, sorry. I'm edgy as fuck, so I'm going to play this and stream this on Twitch. Sorry, I should have used the voice for that. But, you know, it just seems like it's too fucking... It's too much.
I didn't know that there was a... Yeah, somebody says, what market is it for? I didn't know it was one, man.
For fucking edgy motherfuckers. Edgelords.
Here's the Steam update. This is the kind of things it has. Now, I guess there was an update that says that they have no plans to release the deleted scenes because of legal issues. But there's gore, brutal sex scenes, lesbian and gay sex scenes, genitalia physics, eye gouging, heart plucking, children heads exploding, setting fire to martyrs and demons, intense violence, strong language, and drugs.
Okay, that's in games already.
Yeah.
I mean, at least like... I would say, I don't know about brutal sex scenes, but I mean, definitely sex scenes, lesbian, gay sex scenes, Mass Effect, obviously. Genital physics, we see that with Conan, where you could set the size of their dong and tits. Yeah. Eye gouging, nothing new. Heart plucking, Mortal Kombat. Children's heads exploding, fucking Dead Space 2.
It got an AO rating instead of an M.
Which I don't think, especially if it's a PC release... I mean, it doesn't matter because, you know, no brick and mortar store are going to carry that anyway. Like, you know, back in the day when something got an AO, it was like the mark of death for any like boxed game, because GameStop wouldn't carry it. Walmart, Target, Kmart, any retailer really wouldn't carry an adults only title. So in the days now that we buy digital games, there's nothing stopping it. You know, it can still show up.
Oh, my God.
Steam,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I just read this shit. The first deleted scene is an interactive sequence where you play as a demon. The floor is littered with deformed infants, and you're free to go around snapping their necks, throwing them at the ground, and stomping on them with your underfoot. Physics kicks in upon death, and you can still interact with their bodies by walking into them.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's It's tasteless. I mean, you know what? Like, it was, once again, defending freedom of speech. They could do whatever they.
Yeah, they can. But
once again, I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's great. That's just my thing. You know, I'm not going to spend money on it. And nor am I really care about playing.
I'm going to play Mario.
Yeah. Fuck this. I'm going back to Mario.
So Fallout has announced a new game called Fallout 76, and it seems to be, it's going to, obviously we'll get more details at E3, but Amazon leaked the release date already, which is the end of July.
What?
Yep. That's... Whoa! Holy shit.
Yep. And you can expect it to be a...
Early access.
This is early access. Yeah, all news to you. It's going to be a survival RPG similar to Rust and DayZ. So,
which I after hearing that, I'm not completely turned off by it, but it's kind of exactly what people thought it would be, as far as, you know, people have been wanting for a Fallout Online for years, and I guess this might be closest to what they want. Everyone's just hoping it doesn't end up like Elder Scrolls Online, which is a bore fest.
I think it'll be fun because it's going to be a survival, you know, survival game.
I think it would come in with more people wanting to play it because of the fact that it has an established universe and people want to. They said there will be a story, and I forgot who the story was written by, but it seems like they're going to have an audience already, at least wanting to experience the story. Now, for Rust players or DayZ players or survival like Ark and stuff like that, they'll want to check it out to see what they have done to improve the formula. But I'll try it. I like Fallout enough to want to play this, even though I'm not a huge survival game fan. But once again, I think if anyone can get away with it and hopefully add to it and perfect the formula, it would be Bethesda.
Chad Vu says in the chat, I thought Amazon adjusted it to later, to December 2019. No, they completely pulled it instantly.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now, and I don't see anything about that.
Yeah,
about it being changed. So yeah,
they instantly pulled it. Right before E3, we're getting a lot of cool things that leak out, and one of them is that the original Borderlands has been rated for the Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that it's possible that it's hopefully they fucking upped everything. Like, hopefully that supports 4K. Hopefully they've increased the textures. I hope it looks good. Would you go back and play it?
You know what? I never finished Borderlands 1.
What?
So if it's got... Yeah, I finished Borderlands 2.
What?
That's the only one I've ever finished. But yeah, I got bored with Borderlands 1.
I am going to be completely honest with you. The ending of Borderlands 1 is pretty garbage. It's really lackluster. But it's still worth finishing.
Yeah. You know, I played that game with a buddy. We did co-op all the way through it. And I don't remember.
Caleb and I did it all the way through.
And same thing, same guy with Borderlands 2. He's my dude. Borderlands 1, I thought that we beat the game about 30 hours in after we got to this big ridge and we saw this giant fucking creature that we had to fight. Yeah. And we were like, here we go. And then it was like, nope, this is just the middle of the game. Yeah. I thought we reached the end and we were like, oh shit, there's so much more to go.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd go back and play it. I like the fact that they're doing it, but
yeah, I would like to see what they add to it. If they give it 4K graphics, and the fact that I've never finished it, it'd be a fun one to play, you know, with my wife. When we first started dating, actually, I bought Borderlands for her and we started playing and I fell asleep and she kept playing. So I woke up and I was like level 13. She was like level 30. So
makes sense.
Yeah. But I would revisit it just because I never finished it. So,
Welp, Rockstar is giving everybody the middle finger, a big old middle finger here. The Red Dead Redemption 2 collector's editions have leaked as well. I'm guessing it's a leak. That's what they're saying it is.
No, it's official because I got the email from Rockstar today.
Was it leaked and then they made it official, or was it just official from the beginning?
I'm not sure. I think it was just that this was just their thing today.
How do you start with this thing? So they've got all these exclusive things where if you purchase the regular game, of course you're going to get a great story. You're going to get the single player experience. But what I don't like is that they're including special exclusive story mode content only if you purchase the Ultimate Editions, the Special Editions, or the Collector's Editions. There's a bank robbery mission. They also up you in online to level 25 as well. Fucking shit. There's outfits and all that. What's really funny is they're giving you, if you pre-order, you'll get money for GTA Online into deposited into your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 2 million, which, and then they also came out with the collector's box, which has all this bullshit that no one ever would ask for: a double-sided puzzle, 12 cigarette cards, a collectible coin, a bandana, playing cards, a 150 book, a treasure map. I don't fuck a pin set.
What?
And they want, how much was this thing?
I didn't say.
They want a lot of money for it. And no game is included.
I mean, just that's just, you know, once box. Again, it's setting a precedence from EA when they were doing this with Battlefield and with a couple. Oh, did they, I'm trying to remember if they did it for any other game besides Battlefield. But
I mean, we're all going to buy this game and we're all going to enjoy the story.
It goes, here goes Doug ordering it. I don't do these like collectors things. And I'm actually like, I'm looking at it like, how much would I have to pay? Like how much would I pay for something like this? Mm-hmm. Knowing that the game didn't come with it. Like, how much do I love this series enough to give a shit?
Yeah.
And I don't, it's not much.
Yeah, I don't have room for that anymore, dude.
It's not much.
I canceled my loot crate, like, just because I ran out of room to carry all that stuff. Like, I'm kind of done with the collector's edition stuff like that. I want more digital content than I want physical content, unless it's something like a really fucking cool statue or something. But that's few and far between with games these days.
I still like my loot crate. I get fun stuff like this little hobbit.
I like how you had that ready, like you're about to do a loot crate like promotion.
It's on my desk, and I got an archer figure recently. I don't remember. Nice. Oh, he's out in the living room. Yeah, so there's still things I like about loot crate, but yeah, like I'm looking at this stuff and it's like a bandana. Okay, don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Don't care about a challenge coin. Mm-hmm. I don't care about cigarette cards. Like the double-sided puzzle would be fun for like 2 minutes while you did it. The treasure map,
So the collector's box is $99.99 and it doesn't include the game.
Too much. Nope.
But you can get the ultimate edition for $99.99 and it just includes the digital content.
Yeah.
Get the fuck
out of here. That's too much. I mean, they give you like $2 million in GTA money. But again, we talked about this a little bit in the chat today. It's like, if they're pushing the GTA currency, is that going to be the online currency for this game? Is it going to carry over on your GTA account? I would have to say, why not?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past them because Social Club is really tied in their game.
Yeah, so it's their Social Club stuff. Exactly. Yeah,
it's
like,
gonna
I could see that moving over. I could see it being like either or. And that's why they're put, because otherwise, like, I have GTA, but like, I don't get two shits about it, but like, it is like, well, if that does play into the online stuff, I can see the appeal to it, but like, mm-hmm. why would you give me online stuff for another fucking game? Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that like, use that.
There's going to be people who have earned all that money in GTA Online who are going to be a fucking have everything unlocked in Red Dead.
Unless they don't let you transfer it over.
Yeah. That's true.
And who knows? I mean, GTA Online, especially on PC, is such a weird shit show. Like, the fact that you could basically like hack and give money to like just a room full of people. Like I said, I got banned for over a month once just for being in a server that got hacked and money got thrown in my pocket. I got like $4 million and then I got banned for a month and I came back and it was all gone.
It's weird. I think I got banned for a month too. And listen to my story. So I'm logging in and I'm trying to do a race, right? And it just kept loading and loading and loading and loading.
Okay.
It's still loading.
You know, okay. They quit and they uninstalled.
So did you banned yourself.
So did it get banned there or was that just, this is normal?
That is just that GTA world, baby.
All right, let's.
So you guys want to play GTA after this?
Yeah.
Start loading it now.
Let's get out of here after this last story. I love when a Star Citizen story pops up and I get to read it here in the fucking podcast, because this one's a doozy and I can't wait. We have a huge Star Citizen fan. I hope they still listen. I hope he still listens.
Ryan.
So because I want to know how he defends this one. All right. They are introducing a $27,000 ship. I'm sorry, it's not a ship. It's a pack. It contains 117 ships for your space lifestyle. And you can only buy it if you've already invested $1,000 into the game.
Scientology, the game. Oh, man.
What's your thetan level?
This game has already been crowdfunded.
Dave Miscavige in charge of this game? Hold on, I gotta Google some stuff.
It's already been fucking crowdfunded to the tune of $35 million.
Oh, man.
And so it'll never be out.
It'll never come out. This game is taking your money. It's the ultimate fucking mobile game. It's just, I want the ships for no reason whatsoever. Fuck this developer. Fuck this game. I like shit like this. I don't ever want to fucking play it. Because I don't want to support that shit. Like, how dare you?
I'll play the $60 version. I'm not going to play the $27,000 version.
Man, this fucking game. Anyways, that's our show, everybody.
We did it.
Stay tuned. We'll do a Q&A real quick after this, and you can ask us anything and everything. We're all open.
Go on.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, check us out. Please follow us on social media. Make sure to enter the contest that we're about to have for this wonderful, wonderful thing. Go check out Comics with Dimension, or I'm sorry, the Comic Shadow. It has two things on its card. Check out the Comic Shadow at thecomicshadow.com, and we'll see you next week. Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.